Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look to the readings for Sunday the 23rd. The first reading today is taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 to 2 and 17 to 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.' You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." That's pivotal, brothers and sisters, for all of us. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, as God has done for us. Love your neighbor. Love all of them. It doesn't mean you have to go on all through the city, but your neighbor, the people close to you, whether it be family, whether it be neighbors, whether it be people you don't know, we're called to love our neighbor. That's what God asks of us. That opens the line for God to do so much more with us. If we're willing to put aside our petty jealousies or fears or concerns, just be kind. You don't have to go on some kind of a big stage and speak to them. Just simply when you see them, they're cutting the grass or shoveling snow, whatever the case may be, just a word or two can begin to set a tone of relationship. Don't ignore. Many times people say, "I don't know what to say." Just say, "Hello. I think I'm your neighbor from down the street here. My name is. If ever I can do anything for you, let me know." You don't have to say all that at the first time, but those are the kinds of things you'd say. I know I met myself. I don't know. I'm living in a new neighborhood, and I don't know all the people. And this one day, I was walking out a little bit on the road, and here I am walking along, and this woman comes along with three good-sized dogs. Three. I love dogs. I don't know if you know that, but it's true. I love dogs. And she had them on tight reins, so I wasn't quite sure if they were friendly or not. So I just said hello to her as I passed by, and then I said hello to the dogs, and she stopped, and she brought them over toward me, and they all sat down. They were certainly well-trained dogs, and they didn't jump on me. And I just reached out and petted them. They were very happy about that. And then they went on their way, but so was she. It's just a little exchange. Don't miss what's right beside you. Always just to be kind. Just to treat people as your neighbor. Be good to those you see. It doesn't mean taking a long time. Just when you see them on the street, when you see them next door, wherever you are. Just a word or two may be a great help to someone else. The Lord had said to Moses, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.' You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Start, brothers and sisters, if you're going so fast, moving so hard, and I can be that way sometimes too, that you don't even see people around you. Stop before you enter some house or you enter a business or something. Just take a deep breath and say, "Love your neighbor." It doesn't mean you have to have a great conversation with them, but just saying hello, just expressing kindness. It may be the only kindness some people get. Just be that way. I remember as I was growing up, and as I've said to you before, my father had this gas station next to our house. And I am amazed even now in thinking how many times that I was pumping gas and I would just say hello to the person in the car, that I would take time, I might take his money, or he comes in to me in the office and I talk to him there. But I always took time to say hello and how are you and how's your day. It did not take a lot of time. It might have been a three-word answer. It might have been a paragraph answer. But people need to know, and many people don't know they're worth anything because no one has spoken on their behalf. Love your neighbor as you would want to be loved. And Psalm 103 says, "The Lord is kind and merciful." Listen to this part of that psalm. "He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes." Brothers and sisters, are we part of that group? Are we part of the Lord's group who's kind, who is merciful to strangers? Are we open to that or not? You say, "Oh, I'm so busy." Then you're too busy. We all need to slow down a little bit. All of us. Second reading is from St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 16 to 23. "Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so he could become actually wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, 'God catches the wise in their own ruses.' And again, 'The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain.' So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ and Christ to God." We're not just a bunch of people here who were born by these particular parents. We owe respect and kindness to our parents at whatever age we are. But brothers and sisters, the point is that we want to become more and more like Jesus. Have you actually given your life to Jesus? Have you asked him? And every day do you try? Even if you fail many times, do you try to do what you know you should with your neighbor, with people around you, your manner at work, whatever it may be, or on the assembly line, your manner there? Whatever your job is, are you bringing Christ to other people? Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples in chapter 5, verse 38 to 48, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what's unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. We have become such a society of rumors and gossip and just speaking into the lives of others as though we know something about them and we really don't. Oh, well, they did this, therefore they must be this kind of person. Don't make those judgments. We can't make those judgments. I remember as a child, to go back to my father, I was probably one of the first cars that I ever actually pumped the gas. And I was out there pumping the gas and thinking I was really big and I was very nervous. And when I finished it, And the man just leaned out the window and said, "Can I just give you the money here?" And I said, "Yes, I'll take it in." So he gave me the money and I left. What I hadn't done was put his cap back on. And he had gone just a few miles and I found the cap. And I thought, "Oh my goodness." And then he comes back up the street and he came in and he just said to my dad, "A little girl helped me out with gas today at my cabin." And I said, here it is, I'm so sorry. And he just looked at me for a moment and put his arms out and gave me a big hug and said, "Thank you very much." And what he could have said to me, my dad was just giving me a chance and I should have been smarter than I was. I missed, but he didn't. He thanked me. He was a blessing. How would you handle that? How would you handle that? What would you do? I was probably 10, 11 years old. I should have known to get the cap back on, but I didn't do it fast enough. I made a mistake. My dad had to talk to me for a few minutes about how to do that, how to make sure I have it in one hand all the time so that I can put it back. And I learned from that. But nobody criticized, nobody was angry with me. Even the man who returned for his cap smiled at me, patted me on the back, said, "You're doing a good job. Just make sure I get my cap the next time I'm here." It was a little thing. But oh, brothers and sisters, how we can get angry with people if they don't do what we want them to do. And what should be a small thing mushrooms. In everything, brothers and sisters, in everything, especially if you've been hurt by someone, don't think of going out and gossiping about them. The first thing you should think is, how do I go back to that person? How do we find reconciliation? That's what you do. You don't go to other people unless you need some wisdom somewhere. But other than that, keep it between you and the other person as much as you can. Just reach out. So many, many people would be blessed by your kindness, and that would lead perhaps to a new culture. May it be so. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.